a bowly fell down a well and passed the night in wailing and lamenting. Someone threw a stone down onto his head and said, Didst thou ever go to anyone's assistance that thou shouldst today cry out for help? Didst thou ever sow the seeds of virtue? Who would place a salve upon thy wound when the heart of all cry out by reason of thy tyrannies? Across our path thou didst dig a pit, into which, perforce, hast thou not fallen. If thou do evil, expect not goodness. Never does withered grape wine bring forth fruit. O thou who sows the seeds in autumn, I think not that thou wilt reap the corn at harvest time. If thou nourish the thorn tree of the desert, think not that thou wilt ever eat its fruit. Green dates come not from the poisonous trees. When thou sowest seeds, hope only for the fruit of that very seed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is Nahid having the honor of hosting you on another episode. Whereas we just started with one small part of Saadi Shirazi's Bustan, we are going to talk about the seeds we are planting. Like, are we aware of the very little actions we can make and how they will affect our life and the lives of other people? Like in our story, we had it clearly mentioned that one person was in need. And just to interpret this story, when that person wanted help, the other people wouldn't just go for help. And the reason was that that person was ignorant of the other people's needs. And the fact that whatever action we make will have its effect on us and the way the other people are going to behave. According to the verses of Quran and the traditions, we can include this that in the hereafter, on the day of resurrection, a scale would be established in order to weigh the good and the bad deeds of people. Weighting of deeds is an Islamic principle, and it's just like the part of the accounting. Our Holy Quran mentions, and we will set up a just balance on the day of resurrection. So no soul shall be dealt with unjustly in the least. And though there will be weight of a grain of mustard seed, we will bring it. And sufficient are we to take account. Like we are having the balance or mizan, as mentioned in Quran, as an instrument of fixing the quantity of good and the commodities. This instrument has been common in different nations and communities, even in different religions. Like, we do have the day that people are going to be judged, and the science of logic is used, like the scales, that although many pictures of the hereafter or on the day of the resurrection are not something that we can imagine or understand, but we still can feel that sometimes the measurement that is used is something that we can get some ideas of as well. Like, since the balance of the day of resurrection is the same, because it's a kind of medium to identify faith, and at the same time, the principles of our belief, the good and bad morals, the righteous and evil deeds, they are not something that can be worldly and physical matters, but at the same time, we can understand them. Like, can pray, fasting, sincerity, faith, being a truthful person, are these stuff something that can be put on a worldly balance? Once a person asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, would the deeds of other people not be weighed in the day of resurrection? He replied, no, since deeds have no body, that which would be weighed in the balance would be its quality. One who wants to find the weight of quantity of something needs a balance. While the fact is that nothing is hidden from the Almighty Allah. So the person asked, then what is the meaning of weighing of deeds? Imam answered, that is justice. And justice would be observed in accounting and recompense of deeds. And again, the person asked, then what is the meaning of this verse? Then as for him whose measure is heavy. Imam replied, it means that his good deeds would be more. So therefore, we can feel that the balance of deeds in the day of resurrection is not like the usual balance, which have a worldly body. On the contrary, we have something of the other kind. Like it is possible to choose between two causes in the interpretation of the day of resurrection. And we can have the different pictures. Like our dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had mentioned, justice is the balance of God on the earth. One who acts on it would be admitted in the paradise, and one who leaves it would be thrown into hell. So we are going to talk more about the concept of being aware of the day of resurrection and the fact that those little seeds that we are planting at the harvest time will be taken into account and will be considered after a very short break.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life, where we are talking about our deeds, the actions we are making, and how much we are aware of the effects they might have. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had once had this hadith mentioning, one who recites the formula of there is no God except Allah would be admitted in paradise, and sincerity lies in the fact that a person should know there is no God except Allah. And people should prevent themselves from committing of prohibited acts. And the Messenger of Allah in another hadith had mentioned, pray is the balance. One who fulfills its rights would be recompensed completely. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said in the interpretation of this verse, and we will set up a just balance on the day of resurrection. And he mentioned that they are the prophets and their successors. Like our prophets are going to be the people who are there for people to be judged and the depth of the beliefs that people are going to have. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam had said, Ali is the chief of faith and the balance of deeds. So regarding these verses and these hadith, we can also get to the conclusion, get to the result that our imams, those people, the leaders, people whom we deeply believe in and people who are considered as those who are shedding light on the ways that we need to go through, those who are paving the way for us towards the proximity and towards our goals, those people are the ones that are going to be there on the day that we are going to be judged as well. Imams and leaders, those people of guidance and support, are still there on the day that we are going to be judged for supporting us, for even sometimes measuring the value and the depth of our beliefs and the things that we are supposed to be aware of, we are supposed to know and recognize. Well, that was all for today's For a Better Life, where we started by reciting Sa'di's very short story of a person who was in need and no one was there to support him for the reason that he was not aware of the every seed that he was planting. And we got to the concept of the day of resurrection, where we are going to be judged on the seeds of our deeds and actions. And regarding the narrations and hadith that we have available, we should be considerate of every step we take, since they are going to be judged on the day of resurrection. Well, that was all for today's For a Better Life. Until another episode, I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be.